Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Christy Mann, Product Line Director of Optane DC Persistent Memory within the Data Center Group at Intel. Welcome, Christy. How's it going?
Hi, Allison. It's going great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm really excited about this topic. I love talking about Optane DC persistent memory. I know that this is something that we will be soon introducing into our Xeon platforms. Can you tell us about why this technology is such a game changer in the data center?
It's quite a coincidence. I love talking about Optane DC persistent memory too. This product really is going to change the game. You know, for the last 50 years, architects have always had to choose between the capacity of storage and the speed of DRAM. And because DRAM is so expensive, they've sub-optimized a lot of the software, and you pay a performance penalty to do that. We have this amazing product that's introducing a new tier into the storage memory hierarchy. It's really amazing. It has the attributes of both memory and storage, but doesn't replace either one. It often allows cost savings by reducing the amount of memory or storage required in a server. The DC persistent memory does have a slightly higher latency than DRAM, but when combined with DRAM, it offers affordable capacity, performance, and data persistence, which is the really unique part of this product.
Now, this has obviously amazing opportunities across data center workloads, but there are some that really shine as the early opportunities that we expect the industry and customers to take advantage of right away. Can you tell us about what those use cases are?
Yeah, some of our leading use cases are around in-memory compute. It's only been a niche over the last several years to be able to do in-memory compute because of the high cost of DRAM. But I'll give the example of SAP HANA. That's an in-memory database. It's one of our leading use cases. It's been demoed publicly. Because we can add the affordable capacity of the Optane DC persistent memory to this solution, it's going to make this application much more mainstream.
When you look at how we've delivered this technology, it obviously has been a very deep investment from Intel in terms of the underlying technology that enables persistent memory products to come, both from the standpoint of innovations in the CPU and in the memory modules, but also it's been a deep investment with the ISV community to ensure that code is optimized for persistent memory. And we've done that in a couple of fashions. And this is an interesting disclosure that Intel made recently about the various modes that persistent memory offers. Can you tell me about those modes, why they exist, and what they mean from a standpoint of choices that software developers have, and how we've worked with the software developer community on these?
I think, you know, you've heard us talk a lot about the work we've been doing with our software ecosystem partners to enable what we call our app direct mode. That's where the application has the ability to directly place the data where it makes the most sense for the application. The hottest data stays close to the CPU and DRAM, and the warmer data stays in the far memory or the Intel Optane DC persistent memory. It's been a multi-year journey. I think we've been working on this, as you know, for over 10 years. But what we just recently disclosed is that we also have another mode called memory mode. And memory mode is a volatile mode of Intel Optane DC persistent memory. What's unique about the memory mode is that the system sees it just like DRAM. If you remember, I talked about the latency of the Optane DC persistent memory being slightly higher than DRAM. So memory mode isn't 100% applicable for every application. The applications where it really shines are where the application is limited by memory capacity or where the data set size can fit within the Optane DC persistent memory. Now, the interesting thing about memory mode is that you lose the capability of persistence. So it's a volatile use of the Optane DC persistent memory. But what it brings you is the ability to use the technology without the years of software enablement that have been done for each individual unique application over the last several years.
Now, from an end customer perspective, I would assume this means that the vast majority of applications will work out of the box with a platform that's been enabled by DC persistent memory. But there's a few things that they need to check for. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it is our hope that there's a very broad use of applications where this will work well. But it's really important to know that you do need the latest Xeon scalable processor for this to work. You also need hardware that has been enabled for this technology. The system software has to know what to do with persistent memory. And then most importantly, you need a persistent memory aware operating system. As long as you have those components, the application should be able to take advantage of the technology running in memory mode.
And when you think about AppDirect mode, and you said that this is where the technology really shines, what is it that is the key benefit from a standpoint of the end customer for the applications that have been tuned to take advantage of AppDirect? And what types of applications do you expect to hit the market when we deliver Optane DC persistent memory to the market that will take advantage of AppDirect at first launch?
Sure. So once you get into the AppDirect operating mode, as I mentioned, you get that native persistence. That's what makes this product so unique. It's that benefit of being able to talk to the technology as if it's storage or if it's memory. The other benefits that it brings is that you get to see both the DRAM and the Optane DC persistent memory as capacity. So you get the highest capacity when you run it in AppDirect mode. And then, of course, the most exciting part is that the application is really controlling where the data is placed rather than the memory controller or the CPU controller. The application knows which data needs to be placed where, so that's where you start to see the best performance. Now, the types of applications that we plan to be ready with at launch are really centered around in-memory databases, virtualization. We have some storage applications and use cases, and some big data analytics and artificial intelligence. And then over time, we'll be adding more applications to the portfolio.
Now, obviously, your team is doing the final prep on Optane DC persistent memory to get it ready for our next generation launch. And we've been working with a number of partners on a hardware beta program to get early engagement with end customers around how they can benefit from Optane DC persistent memory. Can you tell me about the partners we're working on within that beta program and how the beta program is progressing?
Sure. We're working with 5 to 6 of our large OEMs, the typical players that you would expect, HPE, Dell, Lenovo, and they've partnered with us to provide early access to the hardware and the software to their key customers so that they can try SAP HANA in-memory database solutions. We're making great progress. We've got several POCs that are actually in progress and running. We're learning a lot as we go, and the customers are really starting to see the benefit of this technology. It's really an exciting time for us, Allison.
When can we expect this product to hit the market?
Customers can expect to see broad availability of this product in the first half of 2019.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Christy. It's been a real pleasure, and good luck as your team focuses in on the last preparations before launch of this exciting technology.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.